This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, January 20th. Guests sailing the brand new MSC Seascape are getting an unexpected refund over technical issues. Earlier this week, the ship started experiencing propulsion problems over a software issue, which impacted the ship's maximum cruising speed. The issue caused the ship to arrive late into Grand Cayman yesterday and is now skipping Jamaica today. After technicians flew in and an unsuccessful reboot, the vessel is now heading to Private Island Ocean K on Saturday for a half day before limping back to Port Miami. As for reference, Ocean K is approximately 60 miles off the coast of Florida. For the inconvenience, MSC is giving guests on board a 50% refund for the cruise fare paid. At the time of broadcast, it's unclear whether the propulsion issue will impact the next cruise or if it'll be repaired in Port Miami. And Carnival Cruise Line ship Carnival Elation, one of the last Fantasy Class ships left, is heading to dry dock in Freeport, Bahamas tomorrow evening. The ship will be in dry dock for 2 weeks to undergo routine maintenance, which will be completed on February 10th. Carnival Elation's last dry dock was March of 2020 when it received a Banzai Sushi Express, the Java Blue Cafe, Alchemy Bar, and 30 new cabins on Deck 9. The ship currently operates 4- and 5-night voyages right outside my window here in Jacksonville, Florida. And the Canadian port of Port St. John is anticipating a record season as it prepares to celebrate 35 years of welcoming cruise ships. During the 23 season, which runs from May to November, the Canadian port is expecting 80 ship cruise ship calls carrying around 200,000 passengers in total. The schedule includes 6 triple ship days and 8 inaugural calls, plus a visit from one of the world's largest ships, Oasis of the Seas. Cruising brings in around $68 million annually to St. John and the New Brunswick economy. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 3%, 10.12. Royal Caribbean down 2.3%, 60.78. And Norwegian down 4.8%, 14.78. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I almost said from some random place, but I'm here in Jacksonville. So I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.